Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is sponsored by Loot Crate, the subscription box for the geek, gamer, and or nerd in all of us. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. This year, thus far, there have been crates featuring some exclusive items from Star Wars and Voltron, and there's only more awesomeness to come. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Hey, everybody. My voice is great today. We're back in this basement. It's, what day is it? It's got to be a Monday, right? No, Tuesday. It's Tuesday, August 25th. And with me today are Larry Charles and Sarah Schaefer. Let's hear it for them for coming in. Larry, involved in most of the best TV and movie comedy happening these days.
Including this.
Including this very program, yeah.
There you go, Matt.
Have you gotten coffee in a car with Jerry?
No, he doesn't want me to get in the car with him.
Why
no,
is that?
I'm only kidding. I have not.
Because it's strictly stand-up comedians.
Well, there's so many people, and so many people probably want to be in the car with him that you have to kind of push your way in, and I just have never done
it. Yeah, it's like the opposite of this show. Some people don't want to come in to hear.
Well, I didn't ask you to be on this. You asked me, and if he asked me, I probably would do that also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good to know that the car door is open.
That's right.
You could hop in.
I would even ride in the trunk. I think that could be a whole adjunct, you know, like a spin-off series, really, you know.
Because you even drink coffee, so.
I drink coffee anyway.
Drinking coffee in the trunk with Jerry.
Why not? I would have a whole different perspective.
Yeah, it's got kind of a mafia twist to it.
That I might suggest, actually.
Yeah, so that's Larry Charles, everybody.
Nice
and Sarah Schaefer is also here. Yeah, I guess we don't need to applaud again, but
from I didn't mind it, though.
You might know her from Nikki and Sarah on MTV.
Yeah.
That was a very funny program that they let happen for 2 seasons because they, I guess, weren't paying attention and then realized, why do we have a comedy show on MTV?
They're like, this is too smart.
Yeah, way too smart. Get this smart shit out of here. Let's do another season. Let's do more ridiculousness or whatever. Whatever. Mm-hmm. No it's comment. A fun show. I like watching people fall down. But thank you for being here. I didn't even, I don't really think of either of you as pot smokers necessarily. You're just more down with the this particular social experiment.
No, I think I would call myself a veteran, not an inveterate, but a veteran pot smoker. I've certainly been smoking on and off with large gaps when I didn't smoke, but smoking on and off since I'm probably about 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
So that goes quite a ways.
But I don't think we've ever smoked together necessarily.
We may not have smoked, because we've only been together mainly in professional situations before you were super high-ing yourself. So I don't think we did smoke together. Even in Traverse City, I don't think we smoked.
No,
we just met in front of the theater.
Lovely setting for that.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, we missed you at the festival this summer, the film festival. We did the comedy panel, and this time I had to moderate it.
How was it?
And it was good, but the same lady stood up and said, "How come you guys don't give women in comedy more of a chance?" And it's like we're trying to give them a chance.
Yeah, we're very open to that idea. We're not trying to stop it.
All right, so it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means we have to... Oh, you got a straw?
That's for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, very nice. We're going to have to get into smoking here in a minute.
Okay.
We've got a sativa in most of these pipes, because that's what most of the guests prefer. It's called sourberry this week. Here it is in this form right here. And then... The other one, the indica, if you want to try it, is a critical hog. I guess dying dick was taken. So let's just all pick what we want to smoke from. We've also got these awesome vapor pens from Honey Farm that are delicious, and they're I've had this weird cough thing, so they're better for my my cough to smoke with the vapor. And last night I took an edible pill in the pill form, and I woke up this morning feeling high. Like, I still feel high right now, and I haven't smoked yet today. So that was that particular kind special, of edible is a keeper.
What's this? I've never smoked out of the vapor.
Here, go ahead. You want to try one?
Well, I just you have to tell me how to do it.
Just push the button.
Yeah, I don't.
Just push the button and inhale
and take a hit. Yeah. Right. It's perfect for
just push
the
button
to do it fast
and then go in there.
Mm-hmm. You can get into it, be about it.
Oh, that's good. Actually, pretty smooth as well. A little bit of fruitiness.
Things don't go into my lungs very often.
You know, it's like, look at them coughing. I was saying I'm going to be the first one to cough, but unfortunately, I'm not. I feel like a. Like
this is
going to
be like
right
nonstop
now.
Me coughing.
You know, I'm like, I can win this now, I feel. I can go all the way. I can smoke all the pipes here. I'm ready to go.
I wish I could.
That was interesting. That was really good. That's pretty easy to use.
I didn't try marijuana until I was 30. And it didn't, it was sort of like, I compare it to girls who are like not sure if they've ever had an orgasm before. They're like, I mean, I think I had one. Right? And they're like, no, you'll know, honey. And I didn't get high for a long time. Like, I would just keep smoking it and felt like everyone else would be like, I'm so stoned. And I'm like, am I supposed to be feeling? I guess I'm high. You know, like oh, no, you'll know. So I don't know if it just doesn't have much of an effect on me, but I only felt actually high like twice.
Huh.
So well, this is a challenge.
I think today you're going to feel actually high, maybe.
I hope so.
That cough was a good indicator.
Yeah.
So you never had the epiphany
that it's going to work?
You smoked, you continued to smoke, but you never one day had that incredible rush of like, holy shit, my consciousness has just shifted?
No.
No, okay.
None of the things that you're supposed, like all the things in movies and TV that are supposed to happen.
Have you done other drugs? Have you done like, mushrooms or acid or pills or anything else? You've been fairly straight.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm more of a drinker, and I'm very familiar and intimately involved in that, like,
drinking
process.
Culture.
Yeah.
Like whiskey? Like, you like whiskey?
I've started on whiskey, like age 20. I didn't drink until I was 21, and then I didn't like the taste of beer, but I thought whiskey tasted really good, so I'd just drink it from the bottle, which is, like, an insane way to start, but now I'm down to, like, light beer. Once in a while, I'll have some whiskey, but yeah.
All right. Well, when the 420 mark hit, we were, if anyone was watching Down Under in places like Sydney and Melbourne, it was 420 a.m. And then for the p.m. people, it's weird. It's most of Greenland, a little bit of Brazil, and a small part of Russia we're all at 420 at the same time.
It shows just the time zone thing is complete bullshit. How could that be? How could Brazil and Russia be in the same time zone?
I don't get it. It's just a little part of Russia. It's maybe just like a real stubborn section of Russia that loves the expression, it's 420 somewhere.
I think North Korea just actually declared their own time zone.
420 somewhere.
That's Linda from Bob's Burgers. Uh-huh. Do you guys have, we'll start with you, Larry.
Yes, sir.
And then go to Sarah. Where's like the riskiest place you've ever, the fans want to know where we've smoked. It's, you know, taken the biggest chance.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've smoked overseas
so
in
that's
places where you're supposed to be killed if you're caught.
That's like when you were filming Borat,
we were in Romania, we were in, I've been in Uruguay, I've been in Thailand, you know. Uruguay now actually has just recently legalized marijuana,
that's
one of the great places to go if you want to smoke pot. But some of those countries still have kind of remnants of their, the Czech Republic, still have remnants of old regimes where they haven't really kind of advanced in terms of drug criminalization.
So you're just very careful about it? And
very careful.
Scared?
If you're discreet, I don't think, you know, even in those countries that are very oppressive at times, they're not looking to really bust people smoking pot. You know, so if you're discreet and you're not doing other stuff to draw attention to yourself, you can pretty much survive in those situations, and it's relatively safe.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's exciting and exhilarating because you're in a place where you really shouldn't be doing it. But by the same token, I never found any pressure whatsoever, except maybe a guard in Jordan or something like that coming up to the door, banging on the door. You know, there was like that. We were smoking pot, and so
yeah,
but he
that's
just
terrifying.
Said, you know, open the window. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't end up on the Midnight Express.
Exactly.
If you
exactly.
know what I'm saying. For,
yeah, I was just in Morocco, and it's ironic. There's another place where you're not really supposed to do it out in the open, but there's a whole, you know, obviously subculture of drug use
right.
there.
They just do it anyway.
Yeah, you have your William Burroughs, Paul Bowles kind of bohemian drug-taking world there that exists under the surface.
I love the argument. It's finally kind of going away because of the legalization in Washington and Colorado. The long-held belief that part of the reason we smoke weed is because it's illegal.
Right.
Like the thrill of it is that's a big enough reason to smoke. And that's,
yeah.
you know, like we were just saying, it can be a fun part of it.
Right, but not a reason to do it.
Yes. of it.
Just yeah. like I would imagine the same thing with alcohol during Prohibition. It wasn't about,
yeah.
it's about
just like robbing
it.
Banks, you
yeah.
know, like it's
exactly.
just,
perfect
you know,
analogy.
You do it anyway just because it's just it's
because
a pleasant
the that's where
thing
the money
to
is,
do.
As they say.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Sarah? Have you ever smoked anywhere risky?
No.
This is probably it right
yeah,
here now,
man,
right?
Yeah. Like, because it's not nighttime, I'm like nervous. Like, what are we doing?
With good reason. With good reason.
Well, let's no. Smoke
this
a little bit more
be,
so that we don't get
mm-hmm.
yelled at for not smoking much.
All right.
The viewers really want you to get ripped. You want
you want me to I'll
you
take,
do another
I'll take a
try
pipe.
A different pen or try
I'll
a
I'll try
a
pipe.
Pipe?
I like
sure.
this pipe reminds me of a pipe that I have.
I'm pre-coughing.
Now I'm gonna probably
this isn't good.
Strawberry sour diesel. I never thought that strawberry and diesel would be put together in any kind of combination.
Well, even
just in terms
Vin
of attitude,
diesel
yeah.
seems like a strange combination. What do you
I
think
love
about
Vin Diesel.
That's good.
I do too, especially his voice work. I think he's great as the Iron Giant and Groot and
his voice in general.
His voice, yeah, it's extremely deep voice.
He's got a great voice.
His singing
high voice.
Voice.
Have you heard his singing voice?
There's a video of him singing
oh, wow.
Rihanna karaoke like on YouTube, and I mean, I like that's when I was like, I want to marry you. He's very
I thought
sexy.
You were, I thought your computer was firing up because you were dying to check out that video.
I'm trying to actually look up the time yeah. in Sao Paulo and it's crashing, so I restarted the computer.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a restart.
Is it at a karaoke bar or like in his house?
It's
or?
Like, it's just a, it's hard to tell. He might be in one of those lounges or something, the private rooms or something, but it's just his face and he's singing the sad Rihanna song. I can't remember the name of it now.
Right,
but
know
it's very emotional. He's on tune. It's beautiful. That
wow.
low voice, it turned me on.
Who knew he had such a fragile?
You Why hasn't he been in a musical? Why did they tap him for the Russell Crowe role in Les Miserables?
Oh.
Or maybe he saw the Clint Eastwood. Have you ever seen Clint Eastwood in Paint Your Wagon?
Yeah, yeah.
Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin.
Yeah, that's
singing in Paint Your Wagon. Yeah, one
yeah.
of the biggest bombs of all time. You know, so maybe he actually saw that before.
Or like Burt Reynolds singing it at Long Last Love.
At Long Last
Civil
Love.
Shepherd.
Right,
that
right.
one didn't
also,
work out so good.
Also, and you know, Jim Brooks made a movie. I can't remember the title of it now.
Oh,
but
it's
it was a musical.
Generic title.
You know, like don't say anything.
I'll do anything.
I'll do anything. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And it was a musical. And then he tested it, and it tested so poorly that they actually recut it, and took all the songs out, and then tried to sell it as a straight drama. And of course, it died. Anyway,
yeah, yeah. The know. Songs were by Prince.
The songs were by Prince, and they actually
yeah.
cut all the songs out and released the movie without the songs. Like everything, the whole movie then was just set up to songs, and then the song wouldn't come, and that was the next scene. You know?
It also had like Nick Nolte in it. Like, who needs to hear him sing?
Exactly, and we didn't.
God damn it!
Ultimately.
I gotta save this fucking. let's talk about the state of pot, you guys. It's really. Fascinating to look at who's watching this show for 7 times in a row per capita. Where do you think the most viewers are per capita in this country?
Yeah.
Which state?
Colorado.
Watching this show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's California. California seems like the obvious answer, so I'm going to go with Colorado.
Okay.
I don't know. New York?
I think the clue is in, to me, is in per capita.
Per capita, right.
Because these people in Washington, D.C. are just taking it week after week. I think it's because there's so few people there to begin with.
Right, right.
Yeah. And they're all stoners.
But they're all sort of grouped together.
Right.
Yeah. All watching together.
But then the runner-ups are Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and California, which all five of those places are, you know, places where it's either totally legal or legal for medicine. So
what's the status in D.C.? What's it like there? Do you know?
It's like decriminalized. Right, I think it's just a ticket or something, and they can't pull any more of that like three strikes bullshit on young ethnic offenders.
Correct. Good.
But people who watch the longest, that's a fun. We should just call this, you know, pot quiz hop shot, this section right here. What do you guys think is the... where do you think that people watch the longest? Like when they sit down with us, the shows are typically 45 minutes to an hour. So when they sit down and start watching, which state in this country do you think just hangs out and watches?
I'd say wherever there's like ice fishing and people have that hut on the ice. Like, is that Minnesota? That might be like Minnesota or something like that. Maybe Saskatchewan or something like someplace that's where it's really, really super cold.
Which state in this country do you think it is?
Washington, I'm going to say.
It's Wyoming.
Wyoming,
which has a very, like, they're just watching it out there
on the prairie. On the prairie, man.
Yeah, and then New Mexico, Mississippi, South Dakota, and Vermont. So, like, you were right about, like, places where...
There's not a lot of alternatives.
Maybe they're just watching it on their phone while they're ice fishing.
Little crack house on the prairie.
Yeah, and then country-wise, of course, the United States, you know, kicks ass because we're the best and we'll always be the best. As long as Trump's in charge.
Yes.
And 74% of the viewers of this show are in the United States. 8% from Canada. 5.1% from the UK, which is cool. I like that there's people over there watching.
Yeah.
Australia cut ways in with 3.4%. And then Sweden, 1.5%
so
of our viewers.
Even in non-English speaking countries.
Yeah, well, Sweden has a pretty strong
English. I agree. But is there any other country that's not a primarily English speaking country? Have you reached that? Because I imagine this would do well like in places like France and Spain.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously doing less than like 1.5%. You know, it's like kind of the Chris Christie of countries. I like to lay into that guy because he said that marijuana be legal over his dead body while he's the governor of a state where marijuana is legal.
Well, his body's so large,
for
medicine. It would be difficult.
Well, it's just for medicine, but you know, still, he doesn't even want that. Yeah, he's against that as well.
No Republican's allowed to be for anything like that, even if they personally feel that way. They you can't be a candidate and be a Republican.
But money's going to turn the weed thing around for conservatives because it's where they can make money, keep us docile.
But where does Trump stand on marijuana?
He hasn't had to say.
See, I'm curious about his stance.
I bet you he doesn't know what his stance is. I think he's going to have to float some sort of statement.
He's a contrarian, though. He's the one that can come out as a Republican and go, I'm for legalization.
Well, you would think
that would blow people's
minds. As a money
man,
you would think he'd say, look at how Colorado is thriving.
Right, let's make money from, why aren't we making the money?
Yes, we're the greatest country,
It is the fastest growing private business, I believe, the marijuana business.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. And it's, you know, it's like the number one cash crop in Kentucky where it's could not be more illegal.
Exactly,
you know.
More Republican, exactly.
Yeah, so it's bizarre how it's all shaking out. And but we'll get into some pot topics. After these messages, we'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Well, if you're watching this show, you probably are one of those, or all three. This is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter code GETDUG to save $3 on any new subscription. Previous crates have included items from franchises like...
Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. This year, thus far, there have been crates featuring some epic geek apparel and an awesome retro gaming-inspired mashup figure. And there is only more awesomeness to come. You'll have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Hey, we're back. Our next live show, and by live, I mean all the shows are live, but I mean outside of this basement in the theater with an audience, is going to be on Labor Day, September 7th at 4:15, and you can get your tickets from UCB Theater, ucbtheater.com. And my shirt says Fountain City Roller Derby. Because it's a roller derby jersey, they made me an honorary member in of the roller derby in Kansas City, Missouri, when we did a benefit for them recently. Raised a couple of dollars for people that skate around a circle and try and knock each other over.
Noble.
You raised money for the,
for the roller derby. Yeah.
Like the roller derby would not be able to continue if you didn't have
I think
like
they'd still keep going.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just made a little money for them, you know.
Right.
Because nice. they're struggling, I guess.
Kansas City Bombers was a movie.
That's what we did. We did an interruption of that movie.
Of Kansas City Bombers with Raquel Welch.
Yeah, yeah.
Very big movie at the time.
Yeah, it was big, but boy, it does not hold up.
Well, none of the movies that you do the interruptions on are holding up.
Well, I know, because we're scrutinizing them. We're making so many jokes.
No, it's a pretty junky, pulpy B movie.
1304. Yeah, what's his name? Kevin McCarthy is like her sort of boss.
Right, great actress. And then original invasion of the body.
Harasses her through the whole movie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. 1304 viewers watching right now. somebody wants to know what our favorite. Each of us to say our favorite Seinfeld episode.
Oh. I think I should recuse myself, shouldn't I?
Well, no. I mean, if you have one that you have an interesting reason for having a favorite one.
Jesus, I never even think about it, really. I mean,
I'd say the finale, if I were you. I'd brag about it.
Right. The finale. I certainly could defend the finale. I mean, I know
a
lot of people.
Who couldn't? They took a chance.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think a lot of people were hostile towards it, but I don't think they realized the boldness of trying to do something like that and experimenting in that form with that many people watching.
Yeah.
So even if you don't feel it succeeded, it was very ambitious.
Sure.
It was trying to say something, actually, and kind of break out of the frame of what Seinfeld had been up until that. So I do admire that.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Why don't we just leave it at that?
I love it. I love that. It's a great answer. It's my favorite.
I like the
or
one.
Or anyone where they say the word Festivus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
I like the one where Molly Shannon doesn't move her
weird
arms.
Weird arms, yeah. Weird arm movements.
And I actually, I'm not going to name names or tip off where this happened, but I think I have a hunch on who it's based on because I worked somewhere that had some crossover with some staff from SNL, and there was a woman who walked around the office with her arms down, and I was like, I wonder, because I knew she had worked with Molly Shannon at one point. I was like, I wonder, or I wondered if somehow, but I don't know if that character came from Molly.
I wasn't even
from
there
this,
when that
you know.
Show was done, but so, yeah, I would say that most stories came from situations like that,
yeah.
At least as a germ of an idea, and then were extrapolated.
Yeah.
So it's very likely that is the source of it. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
There's a fun lighter that we have on the set. Monkey, the light comes
his
out of the top of his head.
Like,
and his arms, he's got Molly Shannon arms. And but what do you think of him? Check him out.
I love him. Ooh, he's heavy.
Yeah, he is.
Is that what everyone says?
We try to get everyone to say it, but it's especially
human.
Great when somebody says it right away.
I wasn't even, I was drifting away into something else.
No.
It's a fun thing to do to stoners to suddenly shoot off an air horn for no reason.
No, I always enjoyed that.
It's
been a pastime of mine for many
it's
years.
Hashtag heavy monkey. We just try to, I have to get the guests to say that it's heavy, and she said it right away.
Yes. I would say it's weighty.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's why I open with, what do you think of this lighter? Because as soon as I hand it to him, I ask him.
And then that's good.
But if they don't say it, then it's torture.
It's like a psychological
test. I will not drop it until I get them to say it.
It's like pick a card. Almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to try it, we've got some Sprig on the set. I tried this last week. It's a weed-infused, carbonated beverage.
Right.
Like it's got kind
Sounds refreshing.
People kept describing it as like kind of a Gatorade-y kind of a feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to try it, you know, it's no big deal.
That's very
nice. It's here. It's available. Maybe when I'm done with my water, I'll pour a little in there. Well, let's do some pot topics, you guys, because I'm sure you're going to have opinions about these things that are going on. Florida is ramping up to get legalized, which I would like, because I like amusement parks and legalized weed.
Right, sure. That seems like they go together.
Yeah, nicely. And so Republican state Representative Greg Stube refiled a bill to allow medical use of marijuana. So it's like the more serious, you know, they'll make sure that people have HIV, cancer, multiple sclerosis, terminal illness. Like, you know, you can't get away with anxiety or insomnia.
Right. But don't you think once the medical threshold is crossed, everything else usually follows
It just tumbles
suit.
Along. Yeah, I mean, Washington and Alaska and Oregon were all medical first before they flipped Colorado.
And the more people still try to demonize it, which they do, the more that falls flat on its face and the more people take notice of the amount of revenue that it's creating.
I love how the top of the news, local news though, the top of the news always has when somebody, they found a bunch of plants in somebody's garage, is always like a huge story.
Right.
And just, you know, or if somebody wrapped a tree, you know, a car around a tree, and he had alcohol and marijuana in his system.
Yes.
They go after it hard in the hard news at the top.
Yes.
But then at the end, towards the bottom of the show, it's always, Aunt Gladys with multiple sclerosis is feeling much better now thanks to her medical marijuana. So it's
well, and also if you read the real hardcore, like you read like the Wall Street Journal business section, you're going to see what the true story is about pot and how much money it's being made. And once something's making that much money, everyone is going to be turning to it to try to capitalize on it. It's just the way this system works.
You know? Yeah, it's not like, you know, no one's taking the moral high ground on alcohol or tobacco.
How can Republicans justify
gambling?
Something that's so profitable, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So United for Care is the grassroots organization in Florida that needs 600,000 signatures for the ballot, for it to get on the ballot in 2016. And I'm sure they'll get it. There's definitely 600,000 pot smokers.
There's a very young population in
with a
Florida,
fixed address.
Besides all these signatures.
Are you doing good?
I'm doing good.
You want to smoke some more?
Sure.
I just picked up
the meal. I feel nothing.
Should I pass this on? You're going to stick with
me? Really? You don't feel high?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
that's interesting.
See, I'm overanalyzing
it. Really,
I'm
like, really stoned. I don't. It's. No,
do I really? I like one.
Maybe you should try like one of these bigger pipes or a bong rip instead.
That's
hard.
I found that very hard to smoke.
I'll
actually,
never stop.
Coughing. Maybe a bong.
I can't. No.
Maybe
no.
We should move into the bong. That's not a bad idea.
I'll embarrass myself.
I haven't
myself.
Smoked a bong since I was a teenager.
Doesn't well, they definitely problems. Do that.
Something about a.
I definitely want to see that.
Smoking a bong on camera. That's just
okay.
Not
I see
a good
how this works.
Right, for a girl.
I think I
it's not ladylike.
It's not that it's not ladylike, it's what other people could do with that as a gif online, you know, just, I don't want
well,
that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that anytime any of us smokes on the show, we're in danger of somebody changing that into a phallus.
As I put my mouth on the bong. I'm just about to do it, and he brings that up, so all right, I have to take
That's why I at least stay away from the pipe that's got it's put my face on the end of it.
Yeah, so that's what I was about
I don't
to,
want to give anybody any gross
I was about to
imagery. The U.S. Department of Health recently announced that they're going to go ahead and do some research by cancer.gov. Has actually proven that weed can kill cancer cells and block key blood vessels needed by tumors to grow. So the government's admitting that it actually works, that marijuana is helpful in the case of cancer. Boost the effectiveness of chemotherapy.
I'm sorry, I was just reveling in the smoke that I was blowing out.
I think it would make it easier to take chemotherapy for sure.
Of course, isn't that one of the main advantages of marijuana is to ease the pain of things like that and to ease the nausea of things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just easing the pain of not having a series, you know?
Yes, of course. It hurts.
By doing a series on the internet,
it hurts.
I just get high and just wallow in it. I love having this outlet. I love having that to just be able to do this.
This is so much better. It's so unfiltered, like I was saying before.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's no, it's, nobody's telling me what to do.
Yeah, no pun intended.
we're just doing it.
It's a very cool.
Let's do one more of these pod topics.
Pod topic.
Mostly because I like that they play that every time I say pod topic.
Yeah. Do you have to hire like female singers to go into a studio and record stuff like that? How do you get stuff like that?
I think that was just a couple of girls on the set. Maybe Natasha Leggero might have been there. Oh,
and they just
like
held
that.
You just held the mic up and just hit it. Okay.
Yeah, they just did it once.
Pretty and then roots.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm glad. I'm
Gorilla
glad to hear that.
Style
it's very,
like that,
very
Oh yeah, all of our sound bites are just stuff that we got guests to say. Maybe we can think of something for Larry to.
Sure.
How about say, it's time for high history.
Should I do it now?
Yes, ready? Please.
It's time for high history.
Yeah, you'll just play that. Maybe a little violin under it, you know, because it sounded very professorial.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Very classy.
often a word associated with me, so I understand.
We get royalties every week.
Great. Oh, that's good. Great.
This one is another awesome one for people like me that snack a lot when high. a conference of the Quebec University Health Center did a study and figured out that people who use marijuana, this is crazy, are in the lower weight range and have a lower risk of diabetes, like regular users of marijuana.
Well, I have one response to that. I have one response to that, Canadians.
Yeah. Right.
They're wacky.
they do everything right,
that
in my opinion.
That is interesting, because you're not, you would think that it makes you hungry, so you would eat more, but, and you probably eat junk food. But alcohol is worse on every level than just getting, because when you drink alcohol, you also get hungry. And
I guess
you eat greasy stuff and salty stuff. I don't know.
There's some connection between weed and insulin.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting. So the brain is probably getting some kind of message.
It's just doing insulin resistance.
Right. Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you got a resistance marching through your body, saying, holding back insulin.
Stay back.
That needs further research. Maybe this is this could be a benefit for you to do. Maybe to research stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
got to remind people, subscribe to this show. And also click on the likes for every episode, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like every episode. Like even ones you haven't watched, like you look at the picture and go, who's that? I'm gonna click on like. Anyway, I don't care. How you guys feeling? Are you doing all right?
Doing great.
I feel pleasant.
Okay.
Right now.
Good. Well, that's good.
The level
so it seems
wanna,
like it's kind of working.
You wanna give a shot to the bong? Or what are you into right now? Otherwise,
go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. The more smoking, the merrier. Let me try that other fancy one right
this
there in front of you. Yeah. I love this one. It's got water in there. And for the most part, it doesn't spill out. And yeah, and it's like a little kind of bubbler pipe
like,
situation.
What do they used to call those things when, you know, with the...
Wow. Daniel with just absolutely off guess. What do they call those? I from the rest of my life, when somebody says, what's that thing called? I'm going to be like, I'm just going to go, snow globe? That's going to be my go-to guess. Because like when people say, guess which movie I saw? I always say True Grit, no matter what. Oh, man. Snow globe. You can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. Some people just listen. To this program.
I'm thinking though that a snow globe pipe, I've never seen something like that. That would be a good idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think the public would gravitate towards something like that? Am I crazy?
Yeah, well, now that you said it out loud on the show, Chameleon Glass is going to make one.
I'm changing my life. I'm going to start making a snow globe pipe and go on.
It's just, the trouble is that, like, once you've loaded up the pipe with some grass, you don't also want to be shaking it to watch the snow fall.
No, but it should be a globe on top. And I don't understand how any of it works, but I just imagine, like, you do a little, like, little setting that's like an autumn house, and then the smoke goes in, and it looks like fog in the scene. So instead of snow, it's a fog globe.
Huh.
Or you do a little London, set in there, and then...
Golden
Gate.
You're definitely high.
That would be nice. I would like that. Someone should make that.
The problem with snow globes,
they might try.
Same problem as with a pipe or a bong, which is they get super decrepit and dirty.
All the better for a London scene. That would
really people have like snow globes. Right.
Well, you don't see the history of London.
Yeah. If you have a snow globe connection, a collection, there, or a connection.
I do.
You know a guy.
I have a snow globe connection.
My guy that used to be my weed guy, now he's my snow globe guy. Yeah. You know, I can just get weed at the dispensary. Yeah, it's not an issue anymore. But, yeah, somebody will make that. That sounds good.
All right. Well, you don't think it'll be me, though.
Okay, sounds like a good...
Totally right. It's one of those ideas. I'm putting it out there for someone.
Yeah, I think it'll happen. We always like to plug what you guys have going on. And Sarah's got two great plugs. She's got an album that's on iTunes and Amazon called Chrysalis.
Yeah.
What's that reference to?
Chrysalis is the stage. It's very nerdy. but it's when the butterfly, when the pupae is in the cocoon and he's becoming a butterfly. So
that's the chrysalis?
Yeah, there's multiple meanings. You can listen to the album and try to figure it out.
Oh, I see. That's kind of a dare, everybody.
You
have to listen to this album just to figure out the title. I love it. And then you're going to be at the Sacramento Punchline on Sunday, October 18th.
Yeah, man.
Super fun club. I play there a lot.
Yeah,
it's a Sunday. Yeah, that'll be super fun.
Really packed.
That'll be great.
making a lot of money on that gig.
You might have a couple fans from this show might kind of show up, and when you're trying to leave after the show, they'll be like, "Want to try getting high again?"
Yeah.
And
I'm into it.
In a very threatening voice.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Not.
The
I didn't necessarily try to make it ethnic. Yeah. It was just more like a guy, but. it's one of my favorite clubs in terms of like just there's a lot of people there that want to get me high after the shows.
Great.
So a couple of them are going to come to your show.
Good.
Because they're going to feel like you're going to be like, Doug didn't do it right. He didn't get you high. You weren't really high, but I think you are.
I'm probably.
I trust
a
you. Yeah. But so for Larry's plugs, it just says nothing.
Yeah, I'm plugging nothing.
It's
my new concept. Nothing.
That's what I love about this show is I think people should
you figure
just
out what it is.
Come on,
don't miss it. It's because it's nothing, but it's everything.
LarryCharles.com. You're not on Twitter or anything.
No, right? Nothing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing.
You're keeping
nothing.
It pure.
Existential nothingness. Dwell on that. Contemplate that. Think about that for a while. That's what I'm plugging.
That's is that
my,
on iTunes?
That's my product, yes. It's on SoundCloud. I don't have any.
You should
I have
be.
No
have
product.
You ever given a speech at a college, like a valedictorian speech? Or
no,
whatever?
No, never, never. I only talk in these kind of circumstances.
Yeah, no, you're great at it, though. It's always super fun to talk to you.
You too,
and what's the. So you're not. You don't got a. Current TV or film project that you're...
I had a show on that's no longer on called Comedians.
So that's officially done, that
That's
show.
Officially
and
done. It was a cool show.
About it.
It was a cool show that people just didn't see it.
One isn't FX things. Like that supposed to be the place where they give it a few seasons to catch
that's
up?
That's what I thought, but it didn't quite work out that way. And then I'm editing a movie, actually, which I'm very excited about, but it's still a ways off, so... called Army of One with Nicolas Cage.
Whoa.
Yeah, very cool movie.
Did you see recently Nicolas Cage put out his top four favorite
movies? I did see
movies.
That. Yes.
Do you remember what they were?
Vampire's Kiss was one, which is one of my favorites also.
Yeah, that's really, he's out of his mind in that.
It might have been, Adaptation might have been in there, possibly. No, it wasn't.
Oh, his favorite
own
of his own
movies. Okay.
Yeah,
he only picked four out of
80,
90 movies.
Yeah.
And and I kind of agree with his list pretty
well. He has like almost 100 movies like you're talking about. He's made so many big, great movies and small, cool movies. Leaving Las Vegas, I think, was on that list also. That's two out of the four.
Because that's the one he won Best Actor for.
Right, exactly.
And then Face Off
with Travolta.
Yeah. Because that movie's nuts. And like they both get to act up a storm pretending to be each other.
Right, right. He loved the experience.
Oh, yeah, wow. And then number four was...
Well, just look at the wide range of that from Face Off to Leaving Las Vegas. I mean... You know, he's underloved right now, I think. He's done so many amazing things. He's given it all for the audience. He's one of those guys that puts it all out there. So he should get that kind of pat on the back, because when you think about the body of work, it's amazing, actually.
It's terrific, and that's why I love his fourth pick, which was Bad Lieutenant, Port of Orleans.
Yes, exactly, for the same reasons, because it's the wildest.
I haven't seen it. It makes me really want to see it.
Yeah, well, I'll invite you.
If it fits in with Vampire's Kiss and Leaving Las Vegas and Face Off, then it's going
to
be great.
I'm going to invite you to Army of One, a screening of Army of One.
I'd love to
because I think that it's within that genre of his films.
All right, well, we're going to be back after these messages. We'll do my plugs and you know what after we come back.
Can we sit on the floor, please?
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid, I'm sorry.
Fucking do that? All right. Yes, I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Okay, we're gonna find out who here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
What was the point of this story? Oh, that, oh, and also, by the way, I'm high already. And I mean, I usually am. Hey, we're back, and we're up to 1,514 viewers. So that's fun. People jumping in, checking it out. No doubt smoking in wherever they are while they watch, joining the circle. I'm going to be doing stand-up in Wichita, Kansas this Thursday, August 27th at the Crown Uptown. And then I'm going to be in Columbia, Missouri on Wednesday, September 2nd at a place called Deja Vu.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
For me, because I can play there because I remember it.
It's a real testament to what you're doing, that you could play towns like that, which you couldn't probably even play. They probably didn't have stand-up comedy at a certain point. Now, not only do they have stand-up comedy, but they have an audience for your sensibility. I think that's incredible. Places like Missouri, the middle of Missouri,
not St. Louis. No, an audience is going to be waiting outside by the dumpster for me after the show.
Winter's Bones, Missouri.
Well, there will be that.
There's a lot of smokers everywhere.
Yeah.
And podcast listeners, that's another thing.
Yeah, man, that's very cool that you're playing those kind of venues with this kind of stuff, and there's a massive audience for it.
Have you ever done stand-up in a town that has never had it before?
I don't think so.
I had that experience recently, and it was insane. It was the smallest town ever, and they were like most of them had never seen stand up before. I had them raise their hands, and I was like, Savannah, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
So that one's three hours from
Nashville. Yeah.
So we gotta find a city that's never had a comedy show ever.
They loved it. It was great.
Yeah. No, I mean, anytime a place is starved for comedy, they kind of, you do get that extra boost of enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yes.
Because at least you're giving them some, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or hostility. It just depends.
Right. It depends on what material you come out with.
But most comics will tell you their favorite sets are when they perform for the troops, you know? Because the appreciation is just going to add so much to the, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah. But, not to dwell on this, but if you think about it for a second, you have to also know your audience. If you're playing for the military, you're going to do a certain type of material. You're not going to risk.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first thing that would happen is somebody to yell at me, no drug jokes, and I'd be out the door.
Right, exactly. Or say this war is a mistake to the guys in the fight. I don't think that would go over.
Listen, I was talking to Donald Trump. We think this is a mistake. All of my dates are at douglowsmovies.com for all my road shows and stuff. But right now, you guys are nice and stone. So you get to, we're going to present a magic trick. It's Gabe time.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, man.
Hello.
How's it going?
Who are you?
Gabe.
Hey, hey, man. I'm Larry. Nice to see you.
And of yours. Hi. Sarah, just reach out and tap a card whenever you want. Okay, take it out. Show it to Larry and the camera. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, place it right back here.
Oh!
It's all right. Show it again.
All right.
Take two.
It adds to the suspense.
Is this a test of some kind?
He did that on purpose to add to the suspense. He's going to make you think he can't do it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Sorry to have to make you remember two cards.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's back here. All right. I'm going to cut it into the deck like this.
Okay.
Shuffle the cards. Give him a few cuts. Oh. And I'm going to use this card, actually. And what I can do is just give it a shake.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Tremendous skill there. That was great.
Larry, do you mind passing me the ball?
Yeah, can you pass him that? He's gonna use one of those vapor pens and do a vapor honey farm hit on that ball real quick for us. Hey-o. Yeah.
This might be the wrong one.
I was like, somebody's gotta do it. Honey- is it gonna work? Oh, man.
I think it's the other bong that we did it with.
Oh, it doesn't work out of that one? Oh, you got it.
Yeah, you got a hit. Yeah.
Thanks, Gabe. Yeah, oh, you gonna try again?
No, it's too slow. All right.
Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, that was great.
I was impressed.
Yeah. Yep.
Card tricks blow my mind, regardless.
Yeah, they're like fucking Satan's work or whatever.
Yeah.
It's I don't believe in the occult. I'm with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The occult should just be for fun.
On that particular subject.
Yeah. Right. You can get mugs, t-shirts, these blue cards. We'll get, if you guys don't mind signing some of these cards for us, we send them out. We put a stamp on it, send them out to people. bit.ly/DougMerch. I'm going to get that right someday. And we're not sure when our next live show is going to be. I'm hoping to do one next Monday, but tickets are on sale for the next show at UCB on Labor Day, September 7th at 4:15. That's where we do me and five guests, maybe four this time I'm thinking, but we all just smoke out of vapor bags, but just in front of an audience.
Nice.
and it's twice as long as this show.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so it's everybody gets really, really high.
Yeah,
can we hit one more thing before we
sure.
Before we say goodbye?
I'm gonna try your face.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's
this
good
one.
Stuff in there.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah, we ended up only smoking a sativa, but I'm doing great. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's really nice too. That's a great pipe, actually.
Yeah, you won't catch me smoking out of it.
Yeah.
Thank you to Larry Charles and Sarah Schaefer. Let's hear it for them, you guys.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun. And also pretty close to on time. Real close, even though the time is arbitrary. We'll see you guys hopefully Monday. Keep an eye out on youtube.com/DougBenson. Bye.
Cool, thanks.